I'll start with the obvious one. How did it feel to first to find out about having your number honored and actually to see the ceremony happen?
Finding out was nothing like actually seeing it happen. I mean, hearing it was crazy, but then watching it was one of the most special moments I've had, you know, in terms of my career. It's as high as honor as it gets for a personal, individual player, and just to see that, brings me goosebumps right now just talking about it.
Shay, talk about life in the WNBA versus playing for Israel.
It's very different. We play once or twice a week. In the WNBA, you're playing every other day. WNBA has the best of the best. Israeli league, it's a good league, but it's not the WNBA. The competition isn't anywhere near as good, although we have a lot of WNBA players playing. It's great. It's great for my confidence to play out there, and hopefully I can bring some of that back for another season with the Liberty.
The players are talked a lot about feeling like they let you personally down last year, and that this year, in a certain sense, is for you. Have you talked to them about that? Have they expressed that to you at all?
I remember crying with Crystal Langhorne after we had lost in the second round, and I stared her in the eyes and said, "Lang, don't let it happen your senior year. And whatever their motivation is for winning again, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I just want them to win again." So. If I have to make him feel bad for it, I will.
You been able to follow him very closely, Shay?
Yeah. It's hard to watch because we don't get the streaming out in Israel, but I listen as much as I can on the radio, and I wake up, the 7-hour time difference, I wake up umterps.com and check the scores every time and talk to them, email them, try to stay up as much as I can. It's been pretty easy with the good media coverage they have.
Obviously, with your leading the team, there's a difference in terms of who becomes a leader. Who do you think is stepping up sort of to kind of fill your shoes?
Well, I think they've done a great team effort. I think I see a lot in Lang. I see it a lot in Harp. I see it a lot in Marissa, and I see a lot in Tolliver. I mean, they all step up in different times, whether it's an and-one or a chest bump, whatever it may be, and it's a team effort. It's great to see.
I know you're a national hero in Israel. Yeah, I've been there. I mean, everybody knows who you are. Is Maryland known somewhat in Israel? I mean, has Terrence Morris helped out a little bit too?
I think so. I mean, when people recognize me, it'll be like, "Oh yeah, you went to college at Maryland. You won the championship," and definitely recognize me from Maryland. And you know, Maryland's on the map, whether or not it's It doesn't stop with the borders of Maryland, that's for sure.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Shay, I guess years from now when they write, when the history of this program's written, your name, I guess, will be among the first they talk about. What does that mean to you?
Being the first, I mean, it doesn't mean much. Being a part of it, winning national championship, that means more to me than anything. Than being the first, being the whatever, who cares? As long as I was a part of this great tradition, continuing it, whether it's coming back and motivating some of the young players, whatever it may be, I want to be a part of Maryland, not only for my 4 years, but a long time after that.
Any other questions?
No.